Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from our holy gospel found in John chapter 1. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is God's word. You to notice the first three words of St. John's Gospel. They're not an accident. He uses them intentionally. In the beginning. Those words should be familiar to pretty much all of us. They're the same three words that begin the Holy Bible itself in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. John, with his Gospel, pulls back the curtain a little bit, if you will, and lets us see some of the inner workings going on as creation was happening. In the beginning was the Word. There's a parallel here between John's Gospel and Genesis 1. It's not just with these words, in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. That way of describing God, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, is very, very important. I want you to notice how John uses God and the Word interchangeably. God was the Word. And I want you to go back to Genesis 1:1. I want you to think about how God set about creating the world. He didn't take out his Erector set or his Legos or Lincoln Logs. I don't know what kids get on Christmas morning now to build with. I don't think they do that. They just get iPhones and tablets and computers, right? Minecraft, we'll say. God didn't log into Minecraft and build the world in which we live. He spoke. He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. You see, our God is a God who speaks. We heard that in our epistle today as well. Long ago and many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. Through the Son, through whom God speaks, God created the world. The world was created by speaking. And Jesus himself is that spoken word. That's the point of our gospel today. This is the celebration that God, this word that speaks, became human flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That word is no ordinary word. It's a word that does what it says. It's a word that when it says, "Let there be light," there is light. It's a word that when it says, "Lazarus, get up," the dead are raised. It's a word that when it says, "Peace be with you," peace is given. So I ask you this morning, what word has God given us? How has that word spoken to us as God's children? It speaks to us and tells us, your sins are forgiven. It's a word that allows a pastor to say something as bold as, "I forgive you all your sins." Because it's not his forgiveness that he gives, but God's forgiveness. It's the word. It's Christ. That is the forgiveness of sins. It's a word that when we say, "This is my body, this is my blood," it truly is his body and his blood. It's a word that when it says, "The Lord bless you and keep you," the people of God are truly blessed and kept. It's a word that has power, a word that does what it says. That brings light out of nothingness. that brings dead men to life, that forgives sins. The Word is God, and God does what the Word says. He forgives. He feeds his people with the body and blood of Jesus Christ. He gives peace and blessing and the hope and promise of eternal life to his people as well. Christmas is God's intimate interaction with his own creation. The creation that he spoke into existence many years ago, the creation to whom he still speaks today. Christmas is the reminder that the Christian faith is unlike so many other so-called faiths of the world, because we have a God who speaks to his people, not just through special revelations to special prophets who change the whole course of history with one special revelation, but rather continually speaking from age to age through the word that goes forth and says, sins are forgiven. John's gospel is really unique in this regard. I mean, in Matthew and in Luke, we get a manger, and we get Mary and Joseph. We don't even get a mention of Joseph. Joseph doesn't exist in John's gospel. There's no mention of him. Mary is there later on, but not at the beginning. No mention of a virgin birth, no mention of shepherds, no mention of wise men. Go to Luke to get that side of the story. John gets down to the heart of it. This Christmas means God speaks to us. And when God speaks to us, God is with us. I invite you all this morning to consider the implications of John saying that Jesus is the Word made flesh, God made flesh. Where that Word is, Jesus is. One of my favorite Martin Luther quotes, and this year was the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, so there's been a lot of reading and talking about things Luther did and Luther said, but I think maybe my favorite quote of Luther's is when he says, "The Bible is the cradle wherein Christ is laid." That in the Scriptures, we find Christ. In the Scriptures, Christ is present. In that Word, Jesus is with his people. And so, on this morning, where, you know, we're not a huge gathering of God's people on Christmas morning, there are certainly bigger gatherings throughout the world this day. Nonetheless, our Lord's manger, his cradle, is right here in his Word. He's with you. With his Word of forgiveness that says, it is finished. With his Word of forgiveness that says, your sin is taken away. With his Word that says, my blood has covered you and is your righteousness, for I have given my life on the cross to be your Savior and be your Redeemer. Where that Word is, God is. Where that Word is, Jesus is. And so, on this morning, we're like the shepherds. Those shepherds who, in Luke's gospel, which we heard last night, those shepherds who hurried to Bethlehem, who said, let us go see this thing which has been told us. And they went to Bethlehem and saw the child in the manger. Well, dear friends in Jesus Christ, you come before the manger today as well. You come before the Christ child. You come before the one who is God taking on human flesh. When you bow your heads to receive the forgiveness of sins, when you kneel before the altar to receive Jesus' body and blood, you kneel before the manger, you kneel before the throne of God. There's a lot of sentiments at this time of year. I've talked about it. I talked about it last night and yesterday morning and during Advent as well. How the culture regards the Christmas season. One of the statements we often hear at Christmas time is we need to keep Christ in Christmas. Remember that it's about Christ. But maybe we've actually ignored that. We've not acknowledged how exactly Christ is present with us. You see, Christmas isn't just some big baby shower for the infant Jesus. It's coming before the one who is the Word taking on flesh. And so there's room for all of us this Christmas to repent, to turn away from our sin, to acknowledge that we have not regarded this Word as the holy thing it is, as God Himself, as Jesus Himself, as God's presence with His people. If you want a little clue to the text, in the Greek there, and I don't really like to talk about the Greek in the biblical text because it feels kind of like, ooh, I'm showing off. Ooh, pastor had Greek. And, you know, here's a little glimpse at the Greek. But it's really, there's some fascinating things in there. And it's one of the things I want to be able to share with you. And one of the things in John 1:14, when it says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That word dwelt literally means He tabernacled with us. The tabernacle in the Old Testament was the tent of worship where God promised His presence with His people. And so the text gives us that clue right there that when we encounter the Word of God, we enter the tabernacle. We, like Aaron the high priest, we enter into the Holy of Holies. We come into the presence of God Himself. Or maybe the better way to put it is God comes to us. Because that's how it is, isn't it? We don't ascend up into heaven and enter into God's presence. No, He comes down here to our Redeemer Lutheran Church on a Christmas morning, on a cold day, each and every Sunday, each and every time we gather around His Word, each and every time you gather around His Word in your home, around your family devotions, in your private devotions as you go to bed each night. In that Word, you enter the tabernacle. You come into the presence of the Holy God and the Savior of the world, the Babe of Bethlehem, is in your midst. Merciful, compassionate, forgiving, loving. This morning, as you continue your Christmas celebration, you are in the presence of God. You're in the presence of God because He is the Word made flesh. He is Jesus Christ our Lord. And He makes His manger bed before you today. In the Word that says, I am your God. You are my people. You are forgiven through the blood that is shed for you and forgives you today and always. To our God, that is the Word made flesh, to our Lord Jesus Christ, be the glory and the honor on this day of Christmas and always. Amen.